But what it did do, quite apart from changing the practicalities of law, it changed the weather politically. It made a real difference in terms of the way in which people, not just within the legislature, but people more broadly, viewed many of these issues. And if the 67 Act had not come through, it would have been infinitely more difficult for me than some 15, 16 years later to stand up in public and say, I'm a member of parliament and I'm gay. There was, I remember a wonderful moment, it was 2 or 3 years after I'd publicly come out, and we were in the midst of the debates on Section 28, or Clause 27, as it was at that time known. Nicholas Winterton, who was a conservative of a certain extreme disposition, was making a speech on Section 28, and I got up to interrupt him and make a point. And as I sat down, he looked across the chamber at me, and he said, "The House has learned to listen to the Honourable Gentleman with respect when he talks about these issues." But I disagree with him. But the fact that he felt he had to say that in responding to me showed, I think, that we had made very significant progress. Because there was an example of the thing he was talking about standing there in front of him, he felt that he had to phrase things in that particular way.